in the second hour of a very interesting and heart-pumping conversation with a person that has a heart of gold, a person that has reached out to other people, not just Jewish, not just Catholics, but all people of all faiths, of all humanity. And I appreciate that, Rich. And I wanted to ask you, sir, if Israel is treating the Palestinians the way they are, as they treated the USS Liberty and America, are we on the same level as the lowest Palestinian on earth in the United States of America?
Well, I mean, if you're asking from Israel's perspective, I would just say that from their perspective, really, they only care about themselves. And when I say they, I'm talking about those who are in power now and who really have no interest in peace. I mean, one of the myths is that Israel has always offered land to the Palestinians for peace and that the Palestinians have always rejected that. But that's a real myth. I mean, that's completely false. Israel has never negotiated in good faith. Israel has no interest in peace. Many Israeli strategists, many of Israelis who have worked with very closely with prime ministers have admitted it now because they're so disgusted with how far to the right Israel has gone. And so these myths continue, and these myths help they help bind people. They help enslave people in an us-against-them mentality. And this is why I say, I mean, when people are brought up believing, for example, that certain people are inferior, or that certain groups of people are simply all terrorists, and many, many people I know believe that all Arabs are terrorists, that all Palestinians are terrorists. They actually believe that. And so when people are brought up like that, they're going to support inhumane actions on the part of Israel and just rationalize and justify everything Israel does. You know, Benjamin Netanyahu, in his writings, even in the 80s, made it clear he did not support a Palestinian state and that the state of Israel extends to the Jordan River, which is all over the West Bank. The Likud party, of which Benjamin Netanyahu is the leader and which is the power in Israel, the Likud party platform specifically rejects a Palestinian state in spite of the Israelis and Netanyahu constantly saying how they don't have a partner for peace. The Likud party platform not only rejects a Palestinian state, but calls for Israel's borders to be, easternmost borders to be, the Jordan River, meaning all of the West Bank would be included in Israel. So basically, when people are become so addicted to money and power, all of us decent citizens, whether it's the citizen, whether it's the crew of the USS Liberty, or whether it's the Palestinian people who are not in a position to provide money or resources to those who want all the power and the money, we're all basically inferior to them. We're all basically, to a certain extent, our lives are expendable. They have a certain fantasy that they call a goal, and anything that gets in the way of their fantasy goal is really expendable and is something that simply has to be gotten rid of.
Can we go for another break, Rich, and then we'll go on for a little bit and have a real long run. But, folks, support your sponsors on RBN, Real News, Real Talk, Real People, because you can't handle the truth. What a great show today. See you in a minute.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GETBERKEY.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Let the ship move farther out to sea. There were too many errors and too much time wasted. The bombs were coming down. It would be too late for liberty.
Just counts. A very, very special guest this evening. I'm just very honored to have Rich on. And, you know, Rich, we usually get a lot of calls, but I think most people right now are listening to two men talking about what we believe in our hearts. And I believe in my heart, Jew or Gentile, I'm not going to hurt my fellow man, not unless my fellow man tries to hurt me. And what I can't figure out, and to this very day, is how Israel and the United States has taken over, or trying to take over, the Middle East and started several wars on behalf of the state of Israel. Can you answer that for me, please, Rich?
I guess we could start really with the Holocaust was probably the major event, because the Holocaust was so horrible and so traumatic for the Jewish people, and in the end traumatic for Europe, because the European countries that did not intercede, that could have interceded sooner, but that let the Nazi atrocities go on, there was a lot of guilt. But unfortunately, what they did to ameliorate their guilt, instead of making Europe a safe place for Jews, or letting Jews settle in Europe and the United States, they foisted their own brand of anti-Semitism, which obviously was not as severe, anywhere near as severe Adolf Hitler's brand of anti-Semitism, but really they foisted their own anti-Semitism onto the Middle East, onto the Palestinian people, rather than simply dealing with it and integrating Jews into their society. Now, most Jewish people, the vast, vast majority, did not want to go to Israel. They wanted to go to Western European countries like England or France, and they wanted to come to the United States. But unfortunately, the Zionist groups blocked Franklin Roosevelt's plan that he had devised prior to his death in office, in which the United States would take in, the United States, England, and Western Europe would take in virtually all of the displaced survivors, the concentration camp survivors, into their countries. And the Zionist groups blocked that because they wanted these people, they wanted more numbers in Israel for demographic reasons. Because their goal was to build a state. Their goal was not to protect or save the Jewish people in Europe. Their goal was, I mean, not that they were opposed to that, but their primary goal, regardless of what was happening in Europe, was to develop or establish a Jewish state in the Middle East. And so this started the whole thing. Now, of course, the history, the mental images, the enemy images that all arise out of the Holocaust, the fear that the Holocaust has engendered, even through stories and the way the stories are transmitted from generation to generation, all of this creates a belief in a world that is hostile to Israel. And because Israel sits in the middle of Arab countries, surrounded by Arab countries, this belief system has basically been applied to the Arab countries as a way to make Jews feel to perpetuate, it's hard to describe, but they're perpetuating the fear as a tool to defend themselves against everybody, as a tool to gain strength, as a tool to gain political influence. It's it's human nature, I guess, in some cases at its worst. And it's a lot of it has to do with, really, I think fear is the main factor. And I'm getting a little off right here, but basically it's fear and lack of awareness, not only self-awareness, by that I mean, like I said earlier, inquiring into one's own beliefs and images and investigating them and finding out if they are really true or if they're just something that you believed, that you simply took for granted, and learning the actual history. Because once you learn the actual history, you start seeing, well, the reason that these Palestinians have acted violently at times, and violence has not been the major action of Palestinians. It's been a small minority of people who've used violence. But you would understand why someone who has no future and who has such despair, who's lost everything, why someone would resort to violence. And then when you would understand that, you would realize, well, they're human too. Maybe if I was in their position, maybe I would have done the same thing. Or at least I can understand why, in their despair, they acted in such a self-destructive and other destructive manner. And so the key is raising our consciousness. The key is awareness, and the key is self-education for this. So that's about the best answer I can give you for that. That was a tough question.
Well, yeah, it was, Rich, but you asked it the very best you could and very honestly, and I appreciate that. But I do have another question for you on Fox News and one other, mainstream media, quote-unquote, not like on RBN, which I consider the real mainstream media, but
right.
Netanyahu was on there quite a while, and he was talking about the dangers of the Middle East, and he was talking, of course, about Syria, Iran, I think even Jordan came into play, and everybody around them. And he says, you know, we live in a very rough neighborhood. Well, you know, I thought about that. I says, well, I live in a rough neighborhood too, but I've got all the ammo I want. I've got anything that I, at my bequest, the best Air Force money can buy, vis-a-vis the United States of America, the very best nuclear weapons in the world that can destroy the world if they choose, and some of the very best trained soldiers, whether they want to fight on the ground or not. So living in a tough neighborhood is very, very easy for Israel, as you said before, green lawns, swimming pools, protection, protection, and protection. So
right.
The rough neighborhood thing doesn't fly with me.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't with me either, Phil. I mean, you know, they're always saying that. They're always saying we live in a rough neighborhood. Well, that's another excuse to justify their own roughness. I mean, no act occurs in a vacuum. I mean, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, all of these countries were part of the Ottoman Empire, and then they were part of the British and French empires, and, you know, Iraq, and they were basically the countries, the borders of these countries were drawn by civil servants, mostly in England. And so, you know, so the problems that have been occurring for many generations, the problems of people not getting along with each other, the problems of people fighting each other because maybe there aren't enough resources, there may not be enough water for some people, and different groups try to get it, and then other groups don't have it. But, a lot of the problems result also from the fact that Israel has not treated their neighbors honestly, and they have not really been fair to their neighbors, brethren, meaning the Palestinians, you know, who are also Arabs, like as are the Syrians and Egyptians and so on. And so I believe that the Israel-Palestine conflict is the core foreign policy issue of our day, and that it really is the key to peace throughout the Middle East, and really it would form a model for the rest of the world if the Jewish people would insist that that the government of Israel that claims to represent the Jewish people, if they would insist that the government of Israel make peace and do it fairly and honestly and honorably. And so, like, for example, Israel now has peace treaties with Egypt and Jordan. Well, they could have had these, they made the treaties with Egypt in 1979. Well, now they could have had a treaty with Israel, much earlier than that, many, many years earlier. But they didn't want it. But then, because of the Yom Kippur War in 1973, when they saw how powerful Egypt was, they realized that they had to get Egypt, which was the most powerful Arab nation. They had to get Egypt out of the equation, and so they eventually made peace with Egypt in 1979. And once Egypt was out of the equation, they knew that the Arab world was not an existential threat to them. Of course, you know, Syria could send planes over Israel, Lebanon, if they wanted, could maybe attack Israel, so could Jordan at the time. But they knew that there was no existential threat, that the existence of Israel was not in doubt. And so basically what Israel has done, though, is they've chosen to put their own people at risk because they value land acquisition. They value expanding their they've never actually delineated their borders. Nobody knows what the real borders of Israel are.
Hold that thought, Rich. Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. Remember, support your sponsors on RBN. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth. See you in just a few minutes. Thank you.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked a silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34 and wounding almost 200 more. They're just sending down merciless napalm. It looked like a devil's storm.
Hanging on and listening to this great radio station and one heck of a program. One heck of a program. And I am so enthralled and interested in what Rich has got to say. And Rich, please go ahead and finish your thoughts. I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so basically what I was saying was that if anybody really studies the history and studies it sincerely and objectively with their goal to separate fact from fiction as best they can, they will have to conclude that Israel has always chosen the acquisition of more land, meaning the dispossession of the Palestinian people, primarily over peace. Peace has always been secondary to the acquisition of land. That is, there's simply no question about that. Some people have used the analogy. They've said that when it comes to peace negotiations, Israel is negotiating over the pizza at the same time that they're eating the pizza. And that's a fairly appropriate analogy. So, you know, and this is what people have to wake up from, this propaganda, because as long as people insist that Israel is negotiating for peace and that the Palestinians are the obstruction to peace, as long as they blindly accept that propaganda from the Israeli government, they're always going to make sure that there is no peace. And I'm assuming that most of these people really do want peace. I mean, leaders aside, leaders have their own agenda, as do certain powerful interest groups, as we know. But most human beings, most people really want peace. Most people who criticize you and I, most people who call us anti-Semitic, or in my case, a self-hating Jew, because of our views on the issue, they really do want peace. The problem is they have so far refuse to study the actual history and find out that their entire worldview is based on propaganda and not reality. And they've got to, for their own sake, they've got to be honest with themselves and study the issue and see what's really going on. I mean, the analogy, or the comparison I make is, I don't like the Ku Klux Klan. But the Ku Klux Klan, members of the Ku Klux Klan have no problem saying that they hate African Americans, they hate Jews, they hate Catholics, and they don't justify their hatred. They just say they hate them. They may justify it in certain ways, but they don't deny history. What's happening with a lot of people I know is that people, because they cannot face the fact that they could be losing their humanity, because they have these attitudes that the Palestinian people are inferior, that they're terrorists, in order to support those attitudes, they're in denial. They cannot accept the fact that Israel has done horrible things to the Palestinians, or that Israel has been the obstruction to peace. Now, and what I try to tell these people is, look, you can study the history, and you can find out, perhaps, that Israel has been the obstruction to peace, but you can still keep the same positions that you have. You can still believe that it's okay for Israel to ethnically cleanse the Palestinians. You know, at least if you believe that Israel has the right to ethnically cleanse the Palestinians, at least be honest with yourself and have the integrity to do it on the basis of fact and not fiction. But a lot of people can't face that. They cannot look in the mirror and see that they are supporting the very thing that they claim the Palestinians are trying to do to them.
You know, Rich, you hit on a very very prominent and a very important issue, especially in the United States of America, is the Christian Zionists in this country, the John Hagees, right, Pat Robertsons, and others that perpetuate continued chaos in Israel, in the United States, in Palestine, all for the benefit of not one, but just one people. And right, so it is incumbent on me to say, I think that I don't know if this country can come back from the abyss. Is there a chance of that?
Yeah, well, you know, there's always a chance. I mean, look, a lot of people probably would have said that I was at the abyss, you know, up until my transformation. And I'm no different than anybody else. I don't see any reason why, if I could start to study the history, if I was willing to pick up a book, so could anyone else. And so there's hope. I mean, it's tough because it is very hard, you know, for people to question their own identity, to question the beliefs they have been brought up with. It is really hard. But at a certain point, more and more people are going to start seeing that they have to find out for themselves, because they cannot trust what they're hearing, and there may be another side to the issue. They're going to have to start doing that, because I believe circumstances will force them to start doing that. I mean, I don't, you know, maybe we're at the abyss, but we may not suddenly fall into the abyss. We may start, you know, the ground might start falling out from under us, and then people might start saying, oh, this is not good. I have to do something about it. Maybe I'm somewhat responsible for it. Maybe I should take more responsibility and check things out for myself. That's what I'm hoping, because everybody is responsible.
Hang on, Rich. We're going to go to another break. Then we got a long run. Thank you, folks, for supporting RBN. Real news, real talk, real people. Support your sponsors. Because you can't handle the truth. Phil Turney here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
For a good, I don't know, 17, 18 minute run, and which is very, very good because I got a couple things I want to, you know, ask my very honored guest, Rich. And again, Rich, I just really appreciate you coming on the show, but I wanted to jump into just a little different camp here because there's a lot of things going on the internet and of great importance that we don't hear on the so-called mainstream media. As you'll remember, about 9 days, 10 days ago, there was a mass murder in the state of Colorado at the Century Theater in Aurora, Colorado, which I've been there several times because I live in Colorado. Now, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and the reason I bring this up is some hypocrisy, and I would like your views on it. And this won't take long. It's just a short few sentences, but it's Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Now, Holmes was part of that. And Holmes, the staffer said, was not Jewish. This has nothing to do with being Jewish or Catholic or anything like this. The correlation I'm trying to get is Ruby Ridge, they were called fanatics. Waco. Fanatics, people that believed in things, the Mormons in Utah, and so on and so forth. But This is what one of the staffers said. Holmes, the staffer said, was not Jewish during the summer camp. Max Strauss serves a preliminary non-Jewish population of low-income and disadvantaged youth through Jewish Big Brothers, Big Sisters during the holiday season. The organization is run by CHANUKA Chanukah Camp. Now, it says here in their bylaws, Jewish Big Brother or Big Sister. What are the qualifications for becoming a Jewish Big Brother or Big Sister? A, number one, you must be Jewish over the age of 21. There's many things I could go on through here and do this, but that isn't my deal. What I'm trying to ask you is, why would this not be out in the mainstream media when Ruby Ridge and Waco and many other instances where they killed men and women and children and set them on fire, but they want to keep secret that this fellow is Jewish? What do you think about that, Rich?
Well, you know, I mean, we can only hypothesize, but it's possible that the media, which has a very significant Jewish influence on it, and the mainstream media, not only does it have a significant Jewish influence, but that Jewish influence is very so-called pro-Israel. So it's possible that with all the bad press throughout most of the world that Israel has gotten, even in the United States, although it's muted, but because of all the bad press Israel has gotten, maybe they just are afraid that if people find out that this guy was Jewish, and I didn't know that, but if people find out that he was Jewish, they'll start associating, they'll start generalizing him onto Jewish people, or it will be, you know, give Israel a bad name, kind of like the way people after 9/11 started attacking Muslims and Arabs in this country, started generalizing, you know, the actions of a small group of people onto all Arabs and Muslims. It's kind of that. It's that tendency. Phil, the memory that really strikes me the most is when AIDS came out, when people started finding about this horrible virus that was killing people, and at first it was mostly confined to the gay population, and the horror stories I saw, and I read about rallies of people who were like so viciously hateful towards all gay people. They were blaming all gay people because 30 or 40 gay people had died of AIDS, and they were scared and they wanted a scapegoat. So that's all I can say about that. I mean, I don't know enough, you know, I can't insert myself into the minds of people to know why they're not revealing certain information, you know, but that's just a hypothetical answer.
Well, it's an answer that I can live with. It's an answer that, you know, I would like to figure out what is really going on, and or a question that I have is that it is well known, it's well documented, as many things are, the USS Liberty, you know, the atrocities against the Palestinians, the wars we're fighting, in my view, and I'm not speaking for you, Rich, by no means, the wars we've been fighting, all at the bequest of Israel, because nobody has benefited more from the wars from Iraq and Afghanistan than the state of Israel, at the cost of trillions of dollars and many American lives and blood lost. So my question to you, sir, and I would respectfully ask you, and how do we get out of this quagmire of war after war after war when Iran is sitting there, and I don't know if they got nuclear bombs or not, Actually, I could care less, because if they use them, they're dead, and you know it,
right.
And I know it.
That's
so
sure.
What is the real implication of Israel or the United States or anybody else wanting to jump on another country when it is already said it will be annihilation of most people on this earth? And Vladimir Putin, along with the premier of China, says, shame on you if you go after Iran or Syria. So that puts the United States and Israel in a hell of a position. What are your thoughts on that, Rich?
Well, my thoughts are that, there were a couple things you said. One of my thoughts is that, first of all, for people to, let me put it this way. We need more education in this country and in Israel and in other countries. We need to value education far more. And when I say education, I include critical thinking and thinking for oneself and learning to, look at an issue and doing some research to find out if what you've been taught is really valid. And of course, the United States diverts their money not to education, not to the kids in this country, but they divert their money to special interests and to support, little empires like Israel as their proxy in the Middle East, rather than making peace, rather than insisting that Israel make peace with the Palestinians and defuse the anger throughout the Arab world, not just towards Israel, but towards the United States. That's one thing. The second thing is, Iran has never, for at least 250 years, has never attacked another country. Israel is using the Iranian issue. Well, first of all, most of the military analysts in Israel, including the head of Mossad, the previous head of Mossad, the current Israel Defense Forces Chief of Staff, the prior Israel Defense Forces Chief of Staff, all of them say that attacking Iran would not be a good idea. But for someone like Netanyahu and Ehud Barak, who want to expand Israel's borders, so-called borders, it's a nice smokescreen. It's a way of diverting attention from what Israel is doing to the Palestinians, from the internationally illegal actions of Israel. It's a good way to divert attention from that to a war that, of course, Israel claims is because of an existential threat to them. And they know that the only existential threat, as you alluded to, Phil, is not an existential threat from Iran towards Israel, but an existential threat from Israel towards Iran. And, the Ayatollahs, you may remember in the 80s, there was the Iran-Iraq war, and Iraq used chemical weapons. And a lot of their chemical weapons, were because they received a lot of aid from the United States. And if it wasn't for the United States, they probably wouldn't have had very many chemical weapons. Iran deliberately chose not to use chemical weapons because the Ayatollah said that would be an abomination towards Islam. And there's been a fatwa, what the Muslims call fatwa, against, developing nuclear weapons. Now, Iran does not have any nuclear weapons. They are, so far, at least from what I've read, it looks to me like they are still operating within the bounds of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and they have a right to enrich uranium up to a certain extent for peaceful nuclear purposes. So, Israel has created, Israel and the United States, I mean, I don't like the Iranian government, but Israel and the United States have really pumped up this issue really as a smokescreen for a variety of reasons. And it's really unconscionable when they put the lives of really the planet, billions of people on the planet at risk, for political gain and for who knows what other kind of gain, resources, I'm not sure what else, but it's outrageous and it's gotta stop. And the people of the United States can stop it if they start paying attention and demand that their leaders act with some degree of responsibility.
You know, Rich, I'll tell you, sir, I listen to you and I learn so much. And then I know tomorrow, Rich, that Governor Romney is going to Israel. He might be there now. And he has been said to be very, very good friends with the Prime Minister Netanyahu. And I think that on a scale from 1 to 10, that Netanyahu would prefer Romney over Obama 10 to 1. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. You know, Romney has even said, I don't know if you heard this, but a couple months ago, Romney said that if he were president, before making a decision on actions taken by the United States regarding the Middle East, he would consult with Benjamin Netanyahu. I mean, that is outrageous that a president of the United States has to use as one of his primary consultants a foreign leader. And that's number one. Number two, I saw a list of the of Mitt Romney's foreign Middle East foreign policy advisory team, and every single one of them had dual citizenship with Israel. Romney and Netanyahu knew each other, I think, in the 70s in Boston when Romney had graduated from Harvard Graduate School and Netanyahu had graduated from MIT, and they worked for the same company, and that's how they got to know each other. But you know, again, Romney is really pandering to the Jewish vote. The Republicans know that, for example, Florida is a swing state. You know, really, Florida and Ohio generally tend to be the two most important states, it seems. And Florida has a lot of Jewish voters. And if Romney can pick off just a couple percent of those voters, that could give him Florida and possibly the election. So this is all basically pandering for political gain, and as the pawns in this pandering process, basically we are the pawns, and the Palestinian people are the pawns, and they're willing to sacrifice lives just for political ambition. I think it's really outrageous, and it's got to be stopped. People have got to have some integrity, and we have to demand that our politicians really do have some integrity.
Interesting that you would say integrity. I have sent many, many emails and written many, many letters to the members of Congress, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Presidents of the United States, and I have not found one shred of integrity when it comes to the USS Liberty, the slaughter of my shipmates, and the cover-up. Right. So integrity for these fellows, as far as I'm concerned, they have none. They follow one master, and that master starts in the United States with AIPAC, ADL, and their surrogates, ICE, in Israel. So I think, I mean, I hate to be a very bland, stupid person that thinks that nothing's going to happen good, but I don't see anything. I don't see the sun rising too many more times if we don't change our ways, Rich.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with you, Phil. I'm not real hopeful, although I know there's always a possibility. I mean, miracles do happen. What I tend to think is the most likely scenario is that things will reach a point where something really bad will happen, where there'll be, you know, a serious catastrophe. And maybe, just like 9/11 was a serious catastrophe, maybe that will wake people up in this country enough where they'll say, you know, maybe we've been thinking about this problem in a very, in the wrong way. Maybe we need to learn more about it. Maybe we're wrong about some things. Maybe we've made mistakes. You know, like I like to explain, when 9/11 happened, I had hope. I mean, it was a tragedy, but I had also had hope when I saw the 2 million Iranians in Tehran held a candlelight vigil in memory of the victims of 9/11. I had hope that the world was coming together. And unfortunately, we had a president who people, you know, a leader who people were looking up to for guidance, who rather than take the route of healing and acknowledging that other people throughout the world, other countries throughout the world have had tragedies where they've lost thousands of people, rather than connecting our country with the rest of the world so that we would all see our common humanity, this leader, George W. Bush, chose the route of revenge. And he did it in a way where he didn't even know what he was doing. I mean, you know, deliberately lying about Iraq and trying to connect.
We're going to go to the last break, but I want to make sure that you get your book out there and how people can order it. Folks, we'll be right back. Support your sponsors on RBN. Thank you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
And, you know, I told you earlier, Rich, that most people listen to our show because it's so fascinating and interesting. But we got a call from Glenn from Philly, and I want to bring him in because he was gracious enough to call. And, Glenn, please go ahead and give your comments, whatever you want to say to Rich or myself. Be richly appreciated. Go ahead, Glenn.
I heard you guys talking about the dynamics surrounding the obsession, you know, with Iran and, you know, the rationales involving nuclear weapons and such. I would suggest that, you know, this obsession with Iran has not one whit to do with nuclear weapons or the potential for acquiring nuclear weapons or anything like that. I would suggest again that this is all related to the fact that Iran is not beholden or indebted to the IMF. You know, under Agenda 21, all nation state power, you know, of all nations around the world, they must all be broken, and the United Nations and the IMF will do what they've always done. they will foment, you know, they will take the nation state down either through international war or through civil war. If they can't foment a coup or a civil war, then they'll bring other nation states against the nation to break down the economy and destroy it, and then come in and say, let us help you, we'll extend you credit, and we'll lend you money. And you can be part of our great international counterfeiting scheme called central banking. And, you know, unless every nation state is broken down and indebted to this system, they will persevere. And this is what happened with Libya. Libya was a healthy economy. They had an amazing water project. They had great public education, medical care, and everything. They wanted to float their own, you know, gold-backed currency, and that was a no-no because it would make the nation state strong. It had to be broken. And so now that Libya is destroyed, broken down, you know, blacks or racism, you know, just as Saddam Hussein held the racial tensions and religious tensions in check in Iraq, so Muammar Gaddafi held the racial tensions in Libya in check. And now they're broken down, and black people in southern Libya are dying by the thousands. And, you know, they're going to go in, and they're going to destroy Syria, and they're going to destroy Iran to bring them into this system. And that's what it's all about. Now, all this stuff about nuclear weapons is just muddying of the waters to obfuscate the real motivation, which is the breaking down of all nation states and the bringing of everyone under the umbrella of the UN, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and Agenda 21.
Okay, Glenn, thank you for your call. I'm going to let Rich take this one. Go ahead, Rich.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's truth to what Glenn was saying. I mean, let's not forget that Israel does want to be have a nuclear monopoly in the Middle East. They really do. And there is the element of using Iran, or they put a war with Iran as a smokescreen for whatever Israel is doing in the occupied territories. But he's right. This is an economic, it's not only political fascism we're dealing with, we're also dealing with economic fascism. I mean, I don't mourn the lives of Muammar Gaddafi or Saddam Hussein, but he's right about that too. They did keep certain tensions in check, and they did have some, educational systems and an economy that were running fairly smoothly. And it still remains to be seen, even with Iraq, even though it's been 10 years, it still remains to be seen what's really going to happen with that country over the next decade or two. And of course, Libya is real new, since Gaddafi was murdered. But, there's so many factors involved, many of which I'm sure we haven't even thought about. Who knows what the leaders and the oil companies and the real, the mega companies, who knows what's on their agenda for us, for other countries, and what they have in store. But I will say this, human life is secondary to acquiring power and resources and money. That for a lot of politicians and for a lot of corporations.
I hate to break in. Thank you, Glenn, for calling in from Philly. Thank you, Rich. God bless you. And thank you for keeping
thank
us
you,
on
Phil.
An even compass, a very even compass on this radio show. I want you.